yet. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th, 2008 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. And I hope you all have a Valentine, and I hope you have somebody to give a card or some flowers or some candy to. It's a nice thing to do. Anyway, I'll tell you what, I don't have a guest today. I've got two guests coming up tomorrow. Richard Gage, that's the guy that has the 9/11 website that was sandwiched in between a 5-minute PowerPoint presentation that Mark Weaselman, or Weitzman, whatever his name was, did for the Homeland Security Commission, trying to get, what's her name, Jane Harmon and the Senate to pass S-1955. So I got him coming up first hour tomorrow, and then second hour I got Lee Kroc coming up with that gizmo that makes people well by electro-neurotransmittingly doing through the brain to the rest of the body. I'll have him up for an hour or two. But today, what I want to talk about is the waterboarding situation, the torture, the police state, if you will. And I've got a few articles that I'm going to read. Phone lines are open today, folks. It's kind of an open line Thursday, if you will, at 800-313-9443. So you're welcome to call in. I'm going to take calls throughout the whole show. And intermittently in between phone calls, I'm going to report on some of this stuff and see where I feel that this is going. I'd like to get some input from you guys, especially if I have any listeners out there who have been at any point in the last 20 years incarcerated for anything, whether it be violent or nonviolent, doesn't really make any difference. I'm real curious, and as I go through the show, you'll find out why. So, with that, before I get into this, I want to put a reminder out for everybody. My buddy Don Wiskin at Cardivite, okay, I take Cardivite 3 times a day, and yes, it does work, folks, and I would encourage you to give him a call at 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822, and that's his website is www.heartdrop.com. And also, again, I want to remind everybody that if you have a situation with investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks, annuities, whatever, and you want somebody that is really good at knowing how to make your money best work for you, you should give John Onesti a call, Onesti Investment Advisors, at 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. I have had the pleasure of working with both of these people. They're both great guys, and I know that you'll enjoy dealing with both of these guys. They're very professional, very good business people, and I would not hesitate to do business with either one of those guys. Okay, so back to where we were. Let's see. It's interesting to note, now there's been this whole big issue coming up, you know, that has been going on for a long time about the waterboarding issue. And as we know, we've got these six suspects that have been incarcerated in Guantanamo Bay for the last, what, 5.5 years. And we know they've been waterboarded. And now they're putting them on trial for terrorism regarding the events of 9/11. Well, we know that since they've been incarcerated in Guantanamo Bay for the last 5.5 years, and they've been tortured, and they've been waterboarded, that it's a pretty safe bet that they're going to be talking like stuck pigs, and they're going to be saying anything the government wants them to say. So any credible evidence that, or anything that comes out of their mouth, couldn't be credible evidence because of the fact that they've been tortured. But when we get back, I'm going to go into this in a little bit further detail, so stick with me. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a good show for you today, and I'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona on this Valentine's Day Thursday. And before I get into this, I guess I already got a caller, Clinton in Wisconsin. Clinton, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Well, hi, Michael.
Hi.
Didn't you ask for somebody who's been incarcerated?
Yes, I did.
Well, do you want to talk now or later or what?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, how long were you incarcerated and in what state?
Well, about 12 years in Wisconsin.
Okay. Was it violent or nonviolent?
Which time? Yeah, I had a. I was involved in a crime with the use of a gun.
Okay. Well, we won't even go there. What I'm going to get into, and I'll tell you what, Clinton.
Did I harm anybody? No.
Okay, no. That's okay. Are you going to be listening throughout the whole show today?
Yeah. Plan to. Usually, yeah.
What I'd like for you to do, I want to get into this waterboarding thing first of all, and in the second part of my show, I'm going to go into a couple of very disturbing videos that I pulled up. I've got them posted on my website, and one of them is about what's going on domestically in our prison system, and that's the reason that I wanted people that had been incarcerated, like yourself, to you know, tell us of your experience. Was there anything, were you a party to or been a witness of any kind of torture that took place in the prison system?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you some stories.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Would you call me back as soon as I get into this, and it's going to probably be the first part of the second hour, Clinton, okay? And
I'll do that, Michael. I'll call back in about 30 minutes.
I'll put you right up first, okay, because I want to hear it. Okay.
All right.
All right, very good.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Clinton. Okay, let's get back to this. Now, I want to start this, folks. First of all, there's an international outcry going on over this torture thing. And here's an article out of the Herald Sun, and I'm going to lead into what I was talking about with Clinton here in a little while. Article out of the Herald Sun, Cuba has demanded that the United States return Guantanamo Bay to the island nation and denounced the, quote, war on terror, unquote, prison where six detainees could face the death penalty. Cuba's Foreign Minister Felipe Perez Roque claimed today that suspects held in the U.S. naval base in the southeastern tip of Cuba have been subjected to torture and face unfair legal treatment. Cuba rejects the violation of human rights, unjust incarceration of prisoners held there without charges, and their appearance in courts without guarantees and in which they are convicted in advance, he told reporters. He did not directly refer to the case of the six detainees facing charges that carry the death penalty, but he said, "We demand again the closure of the indecent Guantanamo prison, the return of the territory illegally occupied to our fatherland," Perez Roque said. The United States, which has occupied Guantanamo for more than 100 years, signed in 1934 a lease agreement with the Cuban government that could not be altered without agreement by both countries. Now, since 1960, a year after it came to power, or after he came to power, Fidel Castro's communist government has refused the annual lease payment of $5,000 from the United States. The United States Defense Department announced Monday that military prosecutors are seeking the death penalty against six Al-Qaeda detainees on murder and conspiracy charges in the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. And as I said before, how much credible evidence can we get out of somebody that's been tortured for the last 5.5 years, folks? But this leads me up into another article put out by Associated Press writer Lori Kellerman, where it says a senior Justice Department official says that laws and other limits enacted since three terrorism suspects were waterboarded has eliminated the technique from what is now legally allowed, going a step beyond what CIA Director Michael Hayden has said. The set of interrogation methods authorized for current use is narrower than before, and it does not today include waterboarding. That's Stephen G. Bradbury. He's the acting head of the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel. He said in remarks prepared for his appearance Thursday before the House Judiciary Constitution Subcommittee, there has been no determination by the Justice Department that the use of waterboarding under any circumstances would be lawful under current law, he said. It is the first time the department has expressed such an opinion publicly. Now, Bradbury, in 2005, signed two secret legal memos that authorized the CIA to use head slaps, freezing temperatures, and waterboarding when questioning terror detainees. Because of that, Senate Democrats have opposed his nomination by President Bush to formally head the legal counsel's office. Bradbury's testimony comes as majority Democrats in Congress try to clamp down on interrogation methods that can be used on terrorism suspects. Congress on Wednesday moved to prohibit the CIA from using waterboarding and other harsh tactics, despite Bush's threat to veto any measure that limits the agency's interrogation techniques. And as we all know, the CIA is the shadow government. It's outside any of the confines of any, you know, domestic regulations here. This prohibition was contained in a bill authorizing intelligence activities for the current year, which the Senate approved on a 51-45 vote. It would restrict the CIA to the 19 interrogation techniques outlined in the Army Field Manual. That manual prohibits waterboarding, a method that makes an interrogation subject feel that he is drowning. The House had approved the measure in December. Wednesday's Senate vote set up a confrontation with the White House where Bush has promised to veto any bill that restricts CIA questioning. You know, George Bush, that's that guy that likes to stick the, when he was a kid, liked to stick the firecrackers in the frog's mouth. Remember him? The legislation bars the CIA from using waterboarding, sensory deprivation, or other harsh coercive methods to break a prisoner who refuses to answer questions. Those practices were banned by the military in 2006. Bradbury's comments go a step further than Hayden's last week. In testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, the CIA director acknowledged for the first time publicly that the CIA has used waterboarding against three prisoners. Hayden said current law and court decisions, including the Detainee Treatment Act of 2005, cast doubt on whether waterboarding would be legal now. Hayden prohibited its use in CIA interrogations in 2006, and it has not been used since 2003, he said. The Detainee Treatment Act of 2005 prohibited cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment for all detainees in U.S. custody, including CIA prisoners. Waterboarding is still officially in the CIA toolkit, but requires the consent of the Attorney General and President on a case-by-case basis, which brings me up to the next article out of, where is this? This is out of AFP, okay? As we know, the Senate passed a bill 51-45 on the waterboard and the banning the use of waterboarding, and the White House is to veto the Senate ban on waterboarding. So George Bush is going to veto this ban. Yes, George Bush, same guy sticks firecrackers or used to stick firecrackers in the mouths of frogs. This says, and this is by Kerry Sheridan, United States President George W. Bush plans to veto the legislation passed by the Senate to bar the CIA from using harsh interrogation methods, including waterboarding, a spokesman said Thursday. The president will veto that bill, said White House spokesman Dana Perino. She went on to say that the United States needs the ability to interrogate effectively, within the law, captured al-Qaeda terrorists. And we're including these six 9/11, so-called 9/11 suspects, folks. The Democratic-led Senate voted 51-45 on Wednesday in favor of the bill calling for the Central Intelligence Agency to adopt the U.S. Army Field Manual, which forbids waterboarding and other types of coercive interrogation methods. However, the vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to overcome the presidential veto. The House of Representatives passed similar legislation in December. Now, Democratic New York Senator Charles Schumer said that if Bush vetoes intelligence authorization, he will be voting in favor of waterboarding. Right. And a comment by Michael Rivero, I pulled this off of his website, this in essence means, according to Michael Rivero, means Bush has just committed us to World War III because otherwise he will face international war crimes trials when he leaves office. I wonder why if that's part of the reason he bought that land down in Paraguay. Food for thought. Asked by a reporter if Bush, who leaves office in 2009, would be labeled as the first U.S. president who favored torture, Dana Perino rejected the assertion and dismissed Schumer's argument as simplistic. Across the board, people will see over time that this was a president who put in place tools to protect the country against terrorists. Now, folks, I want to stop right there for a minute and tell you, as I go through this, and it's just like when Clinton called in a few minutes ago, and the timing was not quite right, and that's why I want him to call back in as I go further into this. To protect the country against terrorists, and the question is, from their perspective, who are the terrorists? And if you follow along with me and you keep, as I go through this, I'm going to show you, because I'm going to lead you right into what I'm seeing, some of the disturbing clips that I pulled today and have tied these things together to show you in their mind who they think the terrorists are. Now remember, these six suspects that have been in Guantanamo Bay for the last five plus years, have been subjected to waterboarding, to sleep deprivation, probably to tasering, to cattle prods, and Lord knows whatever else. And if you can imagine yourself being in that position, would you not sing like a stuck pig to anything that they wanted you to say simply to get them to stop doing what they were doing? Of course you would. Anybody would. Any human being would do that. But let me continue this. Okay, so Dana Perino says that the president does not favor torture. He doesn't? Well, if he doesn't favor torture, then why is he going to veto this bill? The president favors making sure we do all these programs within the law, she said, adding that all the interrogations that have taken place in this country have been done in a legal way. Perino said the United States does not currently use waterboarding, a simulated drowning technique denounced by rights groups as torture, even though the CIA has admitted using the technique in the past. Okay, so if they've admitted using the technique in the past, and the United States does not currently use waterboarding, does that not say that the CIA is a part of a shadow government and not a part of the United States government? Hmm. Think about that one for a minute. All right. Oh, music coming up. I'll be back in three. I'll finish up with this article. And I'm going to continue on, leading you right down the path of where I'm going, and you'll see. So call your friends and neighbors. This is a good one, folks. Be back at three, and I'll get Clinton back up here as I progress. Stay with me, Clinton. I know you're out there. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm covering an article here on this breaking news, the White House to veto the Senate ban on waterboarding. George Bush is going to veto this bill banning waterboarding. I wonder why. So let me continue here. Dana Perino continues, currently under the law, it is not allowed, she said, as we said last week as well. We are not going to talk about what may or may not be lawful in the future. The Senate bill would limit the CIA and other intelligence agencies to the 19 interrogation techniques outlined in the military's manual. Waterboarding is not among them. Perino said the intelligence community's view is that the Army Field Manual sets an inappropriate standard for seasoned CIA interrogators who are working to extract information from sophisticated militant operatives. Today, with this bill that they are sending to us, they would basically repeal the terrorist interrogation program in favor of something that will definitely, now get this, folks, weaken our ability to protect the country. How are you protecting the country by torturing people? As we all know, torturing people is going to extend forth at some point in time a false confession. They will say anything to stop the torture. The Army Field Manual is something that is public for all to see, and we know that Al-Qaeda trains to resist interrogation techniques such as those. Rival Democratic White House hopeful Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were on the road campaigning and did not take part in the vote. I wonder if that was deliberate. The likely Republican nominee, Arizona Senator John McCain, voted against the bill. The former prisoner of war, however, said that this vote was consistent with his anti-torture stance. We always supported allowing the CIA to use extra measures, he said. I believe waterboarding is illegal and should be banned, McCain said. Well, I'll give him credit for that one. Okay, but now that one leads me into this one, folks. Now, I led you into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and I wanted you to pay close attention to those videos that I posted up there the other day. One of them was by, Hope Steffi, that woman that was stripped naked in the jail cell. Okay, we remember seeing that. It was absolutely abominable. Then there's Officer Rivieri and his ego and how he treated this 14-year-old and stealing his skateboard, wrestling him down in a headlock. And then, of course, we can't forget the deputy that dumped a man from his wheelchair, the paraplegic at a police station down in Florida. Now, get this, folks. We've got all this stuff going on. Hope Steffi has filed a lawsuit against this police officer or the police officers in that particular jail cell. It was filmed. The film was released, and that in itself raises questions under the guise of Homeland Security directives, of which I talked about the other day. But get this one now, folks, okay? This one is written by Johnny Glines. It is out of KUTV Channel 2, and I'm not sure that that's not KTVU. I know there's a KTVU in Oakland, California. A friend of mine up in the Bay Area used to work there. It's KUTV Channel 2. They may have changed those call letters around. But listen to this one, guys. There's a bill to seal the police misconduct records. What's the matter, fellas? Are you getting tired of getting videotaped and getting slapped with lawsuits because of your jackbooted thug activities out there? So now there's a bill that they're putting out there so that they're banning the misconduct records here? Of course, you don't want us to see what's going on. You don't want the American public to see the atrocities that are being pulled by some of the thugs that you have working in your department. But anyway, let me continue with this. Senator Chris Buttar's Four Points Media, a new bill proposed at the legislature would allow for police to withhold misconduct reports from the public. Supporters of the bill believe that police misconduct should be kept secret from the public so to not discredit police testimony. Should be kept secret, not to discredit. So in other words, the police can do whatever they want. They can go into the jail cell. They can have five jackbooted thugs that weigh 250 to 300 pounds strip a woman naked. They can basically rape her without penetration. But we can't see that video as to not discredit their testimony, which their testimony would be blatant lies, to protect themselves? I think not, boys. Others say that a forthright police unit is essential to the community. Now, in September, Jared Massey, and some of you may remember him, was zapped with a taser by Trooper John Gardner. A video of the incident was recorded from Gardner's patrol car. Gardner can be seen shocking Massey until he hits the ground while Massey's wife screams from the side of their SUV. And if I remember correctly, I watched that video clip several times, and I think they're using that in training, folks. They're using that particular video clip. I think I saw it at a trade show for police tools like tasers and so forth. They're using that to promote the use of tasering. More than a million people watched the video on YouTube. Massey was shocked to see his newfound fame. The footage may never have seen had Massey not made a records request to obtain the tape. So what they're saying here is if they pass this new bill, even if we made a request to obtain the tape, they would not give it to us. So when they get on the stand and they collude with their false testimony, we don't have any kind of a comeback or a rebuttal. How do you like that one, folks? Currently, misconduct reports are available in Utah with an official records request. Under the bill SB 260, sponsored by Senator Chris Buttar's, the video and investigation report from Massey's tasering might have been kept secret from the public and journalists. The bill is certainly said to be controversial, but controversy is not new to Butars. In the past, Butars has received much criticism for being the topic in heated controversial issues involving homosexuality, racism, and the challenging of evolution in schools. Now with SB 260, some believe that Butars would be allowing for hidden misconduct from those who are expected to live the highest of society standards. We'll be back at 3, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I'll continue with this atrocity when we get back. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commissions, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Well, I walk back down. All right, I'm back, folks, and I'm not backing down. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm covering an article here about a bill to seal police misconduct records. And I'll tell you what, this is an atrocity, folks. As I get further into this, Representative David Litvak says, now choke on this one for a bit, "I think what's critical with law enforcement is public trust. If it appears that things are swept under the rug or not done in the light of the public, you can comprise that trust." So, David, let me ask you a question. What you're saying here is that all of these videos that are coming out, to the tune of millions of them, for these taserings that are happening, and these people that are getting arrested, and they're getting their skateboard stripped, and they're getting wrestled down, and they're getting stripped and raped in jail cells. So your solution to this problem, then, is to just not allow the evidence to be put into court, right? So the police can get up there and collude with their false story, and that's going to comprise the public's trust. You think that's the solution, right? Who is this guy? Who is this fool? For crying out loud. Oh, man. All right, let me... And then Butar says that the bill would only include non-criminal reports to be withheld from the public, and that currently non-criminal reports can be used in court to discredit police testimony. Do you know how many of these clips that I've watched, and I can't even count how many hundreds of them, that are non-criminal? And I'm going to go into a little bit more of that in a few minutes here, folks, because when we're talking about non-criminal, remember when I was talking the other day about them taking the non-criminal, the civil things, especially in traffic violations, into the tune of hundreds of them, and they're now converting them over to criminal. All right, so Butar says that the bill would only include non-criminal reports to be withheld from the public, and that currently non-criminal reports can be used in court to discredit police testimony. Well, hello? I guess so. You know, I watched that clip two or three times of Hope Steffi, and I don't know about you, but I get sick every time I watch it because of the abuse. Imagine for yourself, all of you ladies out there, imagine for yourself being a woman and being subjected to that and the mental trauma that that would instill in you for Lord knows how much time to come when you have placed your trust in these people by dialing 911 on a complaint. Okay, and you only made the mistake of giving out a driver's license to this woman, this police officer, that was a mistake, and it was nothing more than a memento of your dead sister. Can you imagine? Subject yourself to that humiliation. A main concern of SB 260 supporters is with the business Rate My Cop. Now, there's a business out there called Rate My Cop. Check this one out, folks. Okay. The main concern of the SB 260 supporters, like Litvak, okay, and Butars, is with the business Rate My Cop, which is a national company that has made requests for misconduct reports on every officer in every agency in the area. Butar believes that the Rate My Cop business will put the information into a database and sell it to defense attorneys. And my answer to that, Mr. Butars, is, so what? What else do we have to protect us? Now, as most of you folks know, I had Judge Andrew Napolitano on my show up a couple of weeks ago, and since then he's been on Alex Jones' show, and he even mentioned on Jones' show, he didn't mention on my show, but I heard Jones' show, okay? And he even said it's time to get, and I've thought about this before, by the way, but it's time for all of us folks to go down to the little spy store. We've got a couple of them here in Phoenix. I don't know about other places in the country, but it's time to go down to the spy store and get those little cameras and put them in your car, okay? Because you have no idea anymore what you may be subjected to when you're pulled over by these police officers. Now, I'm not pointing a finger at all police officers. I know there's a lot of good ones out there, but you have the thugs amongst your organization. You've got those people. And by the way, I had a conversation with Jack McLamb this morning. I got him coming up on my show next Wednesday. We're going to have a little conversation about this. But I talked to him in a little bit of detail about this. You have that percentage of officers, and we've got more of them that are coming back that have served 3 and 4 and 5 tours of duty in Iraq or Afghanistan. And these people come back and they've got some mental problems. They've been conditioned. They've been over there for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, and they're conditioned to killing. They're conditioned to beating up and maiming. And over a period of time, and I've talked to a number of veterans who say mentally there's a disturbance, there's a disorder that happens at some point in time there. So that's what we've got to look forward to. That aside, let me finish this up. Some defense attorneys can say, you did X, Y, Z, and you, the officer, would have to say yes, even though it was dismissed and not founded, says Butars. It appears like the past issues, SB 260, will be an item in which Butars will have people in his support and against him. Well, the bottom line is this, is that what they're trying to do is they're trying to outlaw any evidence that anybody might be able to record, such as that incident with the 14-year-old kid where the one of his buddies recorded it on a cell phone and was able to introduce it to see what kind of thuggery that Officer Rivieri inflicted on this kid. And they want to outlaw that? They want to not be able to let us introduce that as evidence because, and I will repeat, according to David Litvak, he thinks it's critical with law enforcement, the public trust. If it appears that things are swept under the rug or if not done in the light of public, you can comprise that trust. So in other words, if you sweep it all under the rug, if you take all of these videos of some of the atrocities and the brute thuggery that some of these bad cops are inflicting upon our fellow citizens, and you don't allow them in the courtroom, that comprises the trust of the dumbed-down, mind-numbed American citizen. And this is the mindset of David Litvak and, what's his name, Butars. Senator Chris Butars. Please, gag me with a spoon, folks. And with that, I'm going to take you back in now. Go into my website, and I want you all to do me a favor. I want you to be enlightened. I want you to if you haven't already educated yourself with this, because I'll tell you what, I'm appalled at this one. I went back in, and I saw this video clip, a couple years ago, I think. I posted two video clips on my website today, theamericanawakening.org. One of them, the title is, and it's under today's date, February 14th, 2008, here's what's happening to all of us who disagree with the, quote, system. Now, this is a video clip of an August 2002 demonstration. It was an anti-war rally up in Portland, Oregon. A lot of you may remember that. And the clip goes in detail to show, and it's narrated by a young lady, that goes to show that these police officers are filming us. When we go to any kind of an anti-war rally, or we go out to a demonstration, or maybe even a march on Washington with the Ron Paul campaign, I don't know. But these police officers are now filming us and putting us into a database. And as you'll see, as you go in there and watch this clip, and it's about, 8-10 minutes long, okay, you're going to see it's the police department's own clip. And it shows their commiseration, if you will. Now, according to mainstream news media reports, the reason that they unleashed on the crowd and they started using pepper spray and so forth and literally hurting people is because supposedly a bottle was thrown, which unleashed the chaos. Well, there was no bottle thrown. And as you watch this clip, you're going to see that the police were conspiring as to how they were going to push the crowd back. And the reason is because there was a some kind of a rally or something going on at a hotel inside, and they didn't want the people outside making any noise. So the police were instructed to get rid of these people. So they used the excuse via mainstream media of having a bottle thrown. That bottle being thrown never happened, folks. But that being said, that was not the most disturbing clip that I pulled today. And I see Clinton is back up. And Clinton, I'm going to bring you back up here in a minute. But the most disturbing clip that I pulled up today is a video documentary put out by a British news firm. And the title of it on my website is, Here's What You Can Expect If You Are Unlucky Enough to Wind Up in an American Prison. So the timing with Clinton being back, and Clinton's going to verify this, I want you to go in. Folks, this is probably an hour-long video. But this, all this stuff that's going on in Guantanamo Bay with the waterboarding and the tasering and the cattle prodding and the sleep deprivation is going on right here domestically in our own prison. So with that, I'm going to bring Clinton back up. Clinton, are you with me?
Yeah, hello, Mike.
Hi. Your timing was fine. Now, Clinton, you spent on and off 12 years in state or federal prison, right?
State prison.
State prison. Okay. Now, I took this morning and I watched, I put a video clip on my website, as I just mentioned, that is a documentary filmed by a British news firm. And it went around to different prisons in the country, in Texas, in Florida, right here in Phoenix, Arizona, and they outlined Joe Arpaio here, and also in California. And I saw frankly, I have to admit how naive I was. I didn't realize that this was going on, but I saw incidents of tasering. I saw incidents of cattle prodding. I saw incidents of being strapped into a chair. I've seen prisoners that have been beat, children that are in the facilities, they call it CYA in California, they call it CHAD, teenagers that have been being beaten in the face by police officers. Can you attest that this kind of thing goes on in prison?
Every day, all day.
Now, I'm not talking about by the fellow inmates, but I'm talking about by the guards.
Every day, all day.
So tell me, Clinton, what happens? I mean, are they, how am I going to word this? Do they subject you to fear of torture during the course of your day?
Yeah, it depends what objective they have. Usually the Negroes work for them conducting rape and murder squads in the prisons.
Now, we're talking about the guards here, right?
Yeah, I just try to convey that the guards usually don't want to get their hands dirty, so they have the Negroes conduct rape and murder squads to keep the peace.
Okay, now let's back up a minute. When we talk about the Negroes, we're not talking about Negro guards, we're talking about Negro inmates?
Talking about both.
Both guards and inmates.
Yeah, my statement that I made in particular was inmates, but they now have guards of all different races. But primarily, the Negroes are used to conduct rape and murder in the prisons so that the guards can maintain the peace within the walls.
And so this is a known fact throughout the prison inmate system. I mean, all of the inmates are aware that this could happen at any time based upon, you know, if they get out of line at some point in time. Is that right?
That's correct. Hey, I got to draw your attention to the fact that if anybody watches cable TV, there's several of these reality programs now that are focused in San Quentin, you know, and so forth. What you're seeing is the real thing. However, what you're not seeing is some of the things I can help you understand.
Okay, well, lead us into it then, Clinton. You know, as I watched this, and as I mentioned before, I was very naive. I've never spent any time in prison. Now, I have been in jail, but there's a difference between jail and prison. You know, and I can tell you, you know, some of the mental things that I was subjected to during my short stints. For example, back in 72, when I was beaten the head by a police officer, I was taken to jail. My father was nice enough to actually post bail for me, but I was in there for about 24 to 36 hours. And there was, you know, there's a little thing in the door that's only about 4 inches in that particular cell. And at that particular point in time, because I was arrested for battery on a peace officer, that was their alleged charge against me. There was no less than, and I counted them, there was no less than 40 different police officers that at end of a shift or the beginning of their shift or whatever, they would come and look at me, get a very good look at me before they went on or off duty. And from that point on, from my entire stint of the time that I stayed in California, which was about a year and a half, I was harassed, I was arrested, I was pulled over anytime they would see my car. I was basically targeted. Okay, but that's neither here nor there. That was just a short, a jail sentence and what happened with the fact that I was targeted. But we're talking about the prison system now. So go ahead and lead us down. Tell us some of the things that have happened that you've witnessed in prison.
Well, as soon as a person gets arrested and is held in any kind of custody, I'm sure you'll probably be able to understand what I'm saying. Starting with the jail, everything that goes on at that point is a matter of might makes right and who has the authority to force you to do their will. When you're confined in that cell, you're going to be confined with a number of different types of men, and there's going to be sometimes some men in there that are going to want what they want, take what they take, and you're not going to have any choice other than defend your life or give them what they want. The police and the officers, we call them goons, the goon squad, bulls, pigs, they got all kinds of names. They use all kinds of different tactics to make sure that their jobs are as orderly as possible, because there is a lot of activity amongst the convicts themselves. And for example, there's about 6 different classes of people once you get into the prison itself that are present in the lockups waiting for court. You've got the baby rapers, tree jumpers, snitches, punks and bitches, runners, and then the convicts. And there's a hierarchy, all right? And a lot of violence is used to maintain order or to achieve what is wanted. Now, one thing I want to really help you and everybody listening understand, that the prison is a microcosm of exact our society as we're living right now, with all the distractions and all the consumer niceties that keep us away from what really is real when it really goes down. And personally, I'm going to tell you my personal experience. I was subjected to sleep deprivation, temperature control deprivation, water torture. They stripped me down, bend me over forcefully, did the rectum thing, and it threw me in a cell with a Negro telling me I was going to be raped if I didn't this and I didn't that. The guy that they actually did this with happened to be a decent man, and he told me, I'm not like that, I'm not going to play along with them. So we played cards for a few days, but that stuff does go on. In Wisconsin, for example, I know you're going to know the name of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, yes.
Well, Jeffrey Dahmer was marked man for death. He was assassinated by a Negro, one of their assassination squad members that they used in the prisons to beat people physically or murder them.
Let me stop you there because I saw a video on that. So are you saying to me that the prison guards targeted him and they used this same specific technique that you had mentioned earlier regarding the Negro that took him out?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Michael.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not specific to Negroes, but in the Wisconsin prison, population was primarily Negro, whites, few Mexicans at the time, and very rare person of Asian descent. But they find a way to get what they want, meaning the guards are going to find a way to get what they want. And so will the convicts, and so will the baby rapers and the tree jumpers. It's a matter of survival, is what I'm trying to convey. And you're going to do whatever you have to do in order to survive in that type of an environment. And I have
I'll tell you what, now let me stop you for a minute. We're going to go to break. I'm going to hold you over, Clinton. And then, folks, the reason that I'm talking about this here is because from what I'm seeing, like tying this in with back in 2002 when the cops are taking pictures, they're setting up these prison camps with Halliburton and so forth. This is coming to a town near us. We'll be back in three with Clinton from Wisconsin. He's going to tell us more. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with us. Call your friends and neighbors and relatives. This you need to know, folks. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We're talking about this waterboarding thing, the torture. We're also talking about police brutality in the prisons and what I'm seeing happening here with these police officers that are actually filming us, folks, us, anti-war demonstrations, rallies, and so forth. Anybody that doesn't go along with the agenda, I see, and I know you do too, I see what's coming down the pike here, and I've got Clinton from Wisconsin on the line here. Clinton, let me ask you, did you know Jeffrey Dahmer personally?
No.
Okay, he just happened to be in the same prison or whatever. And now, I know that he was in there for how long before he was murdered?
Well, I would presume and guess it's about a year maybe.
Okay, and what you're telling me is that the prison system itself, where the specific number of guards or there was an order passed down from them that they had targeted him and it was their decision to take him out. Is that right?
As far as I understand, my experience couldn't be no different than what he went through. And when I was incarcerated, the guards had people working for them to achieve specific objectives. Notably, the snitches and the runners. The runners are the people that carry notes around the prison and carry paperwork and help the guards get things done administratively, right?
Uh-huh. So you've got the runners, but then you've got the snitches, what, that take notes and tattle on the inmates? Is that right? Or what?
Well, yeah, generally snitches work to help them understand who might have a weapon, who might have some contraband, and then they receive protection from the Negroes, who are basically animals, and conduct themselves, for the most part, I'm saying, in that manner. Where you're going to be subjected to rape, brutality. You're going to be made into a punk or a bitch if you're not a man and don't have the killer instinct and prepared to do what you have to do. That's what prison is really like. And the guards exploit that for their objectives, for their agendas, whatever they are.
For their objective, for their agendas, I mean, is it also for maybe just their entertainment or just to find out who the audience?
There's some of these real sick clowns there, I'm telling you. There's sick men on both sides of the door, Michael.
Okay.
Both, right?
Clinton, let me ask you, I mean, in your mind or from your experience, what would you say percentage-wise would have been the difference, 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, whatever, of, the good or the decent guards versus the sick guards?
Well, I like to say that there's a few good ones that are spoiling it for the rest of them, which it takes that old adage, topsy-turvy, that people generally say there's a few rotten apples. That's totally bass-ackwards. Most of them are rotten, evil men, and there's a few good ones that are trying their damnedest to work within the system and do their jobs and make sure that things run orderly, people remain safe, and so on and so forth. But in general, the rest of them are all rotten. Now, to which extent, it depends on the individual. But, we live in a corrupt, rotten, evil nation. And, when you hold up a man like Jack McClam to be something that I don't believe he is, based on my experience speaking now, and I'll give you a for instance, I always ask Jack, how come with your police organization, none of your buddies and your so-called brothers are up there on your show? How come we don't see them in public? And you know what he had to tell me? The babble, he says, that's so that they can remain undercover, so that they don't have to expose themselves. Now, a man with my experience and my background, I don't hear that the same way somebody else is going to hear it.
Okay, I tell you what, we got to go to the top of the hour break. Stick with me, Cliff. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We're discussing police brutality in prison and possibly what we see coming down the line. We'll be back in two, folks. Stick with me. If I could, 'cause I'm mad at you.